All right, y'all. This episode has been a long time coming, and this is just my introduction of myself. My name is Drisana. I am a mother of four. I have a 16-year-old, Brandon. He's a boy. And then I have Jazzy. She's my quote-unquote co-host, although she doesn't always get on here with me. And she is 18. She just graduated high school 2020. And then I have twins that I had when I was 17, and they are 26 years old. Anyway, I just wanted to get on here and tell you a little bit about myself. Like I said, I had the twins at 17, and then I was living in a homeless shelter when they were little, just for a little bit, and my dad came and took me out here to California, and I've been here ever since I was 18, and I am 44 now. And so I got my GED, I went to college, and I got my associate's degree by the time I was like 21. And so, you know, I did stuff in a fairly normal amount of time, even despite dropping out of high school in 10th grade and then going to college and then, of course, getting pregnant and then having to start all over once I came back to California. And then I got my GED, I'm sorry, I got my associate's degree in psychology. And I decided that I would work in social work for a while. So I worked in welfare to work, and I helped people get off of welfare. And so I was on welfare when I came out here because my dad needed help. Even though he brought me out here, me and the twins, he still needed help. So we were on welfare for a little bit. And then when I got my associate's degree, I was able to get off welfare and actually help people get off welfare too. So I have a lot of experience in working with families and kids. And then I bought a resale shop and learned how to sell online and did a lot of that when the kids were small. And it allowed me to stay home with the kids. I had to close the resale shop when Brandon was only 2 months old, and I did it online. I did it online for a while, and then I was getting bored, and Brandon was about to go to preschool. He was about to be 3 years old, and I decided, you know what? I want to go back to nursing school because I kind of always wanted to get into the medical field. I was like, oh, I want to be an ultrasound tech. There was no school in the county at the time. Anyway, and my dad was getting sick at the time. He was starting to have kidney failure. He has had kidney cancer also, but at the time he was starting to have kidney failure. And so we were in and out of the hospital a lot, and I was asking the nurses all kinds of questions, and I was like so interested. And, you know, my husband was like, I'll support you. And so, I went ahead and went back to school and got my nursing degree. People that told me that I wasn't smart when I was younger, I realized that they were so wrong. And people that made me feel small and made me feel not seen, you know, those were the people that really motivated me to be at the point I am in my life right now and to be doing this podcast. When I was in elementary school, people told me I wasn't smart. They took my IQ. They thought something was wrong with me. And, you know, I was from a broken home and things like that. So life was not super stable. And my mom was gone following this guru. And I was staring out the window. You know what? A lot of smart kids are actually bored in school, and that's why they don't do well. That school is not necessarily set up for everyone. I mean, I don't believe in blanket education the way that we do it right now. So I would like to break into that field. My sons and I, the twins, who are 26, have thought about starting a school, a charter. Yeah, so now I went back to nursing school and I got my degree, and I graduated with my bachelor's degree the same year my twins graduated high school. And my husband was super supportive. We got married when the boys were 8 years old, and then we had Jazzy, and then we had Brandon 2 years later, and he's been their dad the whole time. And we have struggled with differing parenting views and stuff like that. I want to share some of that stuff on here, share some of what I've learned and how I've been able to like be so close with my kids and have them share things with me. I want to share with parents and I want to share with kids that we can have a like collaborative relationship and that we can allow mutual respect and still set boundaries and stuff, and we can still teach. And honestly, teaching our children is our main job. Not teaching them what they should society is going to expect from them. That is not what we should be teaching, that what society wants from our kids. We should be teaching our kids about emotional intelligence and like being able to feel when you're upset and being able to articulate your feelings, talk about your feelings, and being able to partner with your parent to, you know, okay, like I have all this stuff going on and I want to talk to you about it. My goal is for kids and parents to come to this understanding that a lot of the stuff that parents think is such a big deal, it's really not that big of a deal in the big scheme of things. And if we're giving our children love and we're seeing them and listening to them, they will turn out to be great people. And I would say I'm a product of that. I mean, look, I was a crazy teenager. Things, you know, remember parents, some of the things that we've done as teenagers. So anyways, this podcast is dedicated to the teens, and we'll have some tidbits in there for the parents. It'll be a great podcast to listen to with your teenager. You know, if you want to bring it up just to have topics of conversation that may not come up, that's my goal. I'd love to have some topics that don't necessarily come up in every family that are important to discuss as we start into embark on this adult journey, right? Teenagers are in between childhood and adulthood. They're making that transition. And not only is it societal set, like society didn't just say that at 18, okay, you're like grown, which actually is not really even true, but your brain is developing still during the teen years, adolescence, and it's actually developing as fast as it had when you were really small. So it goes into this thing called the purge, you know, like the movie The Purge. And that is where the neurons in your brain are like strengthening these pathways. So think about all these pathways like lighting up, and the ones that are lighting up are the ones that you're using, and the ones that you don't use anymore, they actually start to kind of like die off. So it's really important to think about what we're putting in as the program for you guys, for the teenagers. I want to share some techniques that I've used for stress management. I want to share with you some techniques that I've used for communication strategies, and also basic stuff like about licenses. We'll have kids on here, you know, stories about getting your driver's license or about getting a credit card or about getting an LLC, like starting a business and, you know, the importance of that. I have a bunch of things I want to share with you guys, and I am open to feedback. I would love to hear what you guys want to know about, and I will research it or, you know, give my two cents on it. And I plan to set these up kind of like, you know, get out a pen and pad. At the end, I will do a little recap, and then that can be like where you write it down. You don't have to write it down. You don't even have to write it down anytime, honestly. But the more things we do to set it into our brain, the more likely we are to remember these things. So if it's important, then write that down. If not, whatever, just listen to me. I don't know. Hopefully you guys like listening to me. And I plan on putting out at least an episode every other week at this point. I had started off and thought that I would be all able to edit all my videos and edit all my podcasts and all that stuff and do all the other jobs that I do, which is in nursing right now. I work 20 hours a week at the Children's Hospital. I am a device trainer on Tandem insulin pumps and Dexcom, which is a continuous glucose monitor. And then, you know, on every once in a while, I hustle, like sell things online. I've done it like really successfully in the past, and I pick it up when I need it. And my husband is also starting a business. Yeah, we'd be busy. So I'm going to get on here, and I am going to try to find an editor. If anybody edits, I'm also open to that. And, you know, just so I can not have these pauses and stuff like that. Maybe you guys like the pauses. I really don't know. I'm really new at this. I got my closet all set up here. I'm in my little tiny closet, so I can have a nice audio spot. And I'm really excited to share some of this message with you guys. It's a message of just love, acceptance, and also of communication and listening and truly helping children be seen and heard and find their voice and be able to express their emotions and also be able to realize when you're getting stressed, and also share information with you about being an entrepreneur or about relationships or all kinds of stuff. Whatever you guys want to talk about, I am here for you.